Study abroad. Fierce competitions for jobs in China has made studying abroad a popular choice for graduate and undergraduate students at key universities in China, especially for those studying science and technology. It is a dream for most college students. Useful expressions.
Australia has a huge range of study opportunities for any aspiring student.
To stand out in this world-beating selection, it's worth taking the time to find the institution that's right for you.
Choosing to study abroad for an MBA is a giant step towards your future employability.
More and more students are going abroad to pursue further study.
I saw many posters on campus advertising for GRE and TOEFL classes.
My field is computer processing.
Were I in your position, I'd go to America.
They are rather competitive and expensive.
TOEFL is a hard nut to crack.
What materials shall I send to the school I'm interested in?
Language and livelihood are the number one difficulty.
That doesn't trouble me so much.
You must try to get a part-time job or other financial aid.
You need to watch the assessment method and welfare and student support.
I haven't decided which educational institutions to apply for.
Choosing an institution is a decision that shouldn't be rushed.
You should only consider studying at those institutions you need for your future work.
What special facilities or services are provided for students from overseas?
It is important for you to think about which style of teaching and learning you prefer.
You should also find out if an institution has experience in receiving and supporting international students. Dialogue 1. More and more graduates are going abroad to pursue master's degrees.
That's a good choice as long as you can afford it. Spend some time out, and you'll have a meteoric rise in social status.
That's what most people believe.
The Western educational system is totally different from the education we receive here.
I hear choosing proper courses and effectively planning a college schedule is very important in reaching your educational goal.
And you should consult well with a program advisor or an academic counselor and cooperate well with your group members.
So it's quite beneficial to receive another kind of education. Dialogue 2. It's said you'll go abroad to pursue further studies. Which country do you want to go to?
My field is computer processing. Which country do you think I should go to?
Were I in your position, I'd go to America. There are many universities for you to choose from, such as Harvard University, Yale University, the University of Michigan, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
I know, but they are very competitive and expensive.
Perhaps some smaller universities or institutes are nice, but cheaper. Dialogue 3.
I noticed a poster saying there'd be an educational exhibition at the Garden Hotel.
Fantastic. When does it open?
November 2nd and 3rd. It's a golden chance for you to apply for an overseas university. Rather than sending your materials to the target institutes, you can directly land them.
Super. That'll save much time and effort. How shall I prepare for it?
As far as I know, you should first have official transcripts of your schooling, then at least 3 letters of recommendation from professors who know your competence.
And of course, the TOEFL or IELTS score. I hear these tests are quite a hard nut to crack.
Not necessarily. A good training school or class will coach you intensively before the exam and help you join up.
I don't believe that real knowledge proficiency can be gained in one day. Dialogue 4.
Don't you think it's a serious challenge to study abroad?
It sure is. Language and livelihood are the number one difficulty.
You'll be in a very disadvantaged position in competing with your counterparts because of the language obstacle.
That doesn't trouble me so. What I'm most concerned about is the expenditure.
You must try to get a part-time job, a scholarship, or other forms of financial aid as soon as possible.
You are right. I've got to work hard to pay off my debt. Dialogue 5. I don't know which educational institutions to apply for to get my MBA.
Have you asked yourself all the relevant questions and all the right information?
Apart from the teaching and learning methods, academic facilities and resources, what else shall I consider?
You need to watch the assessment method and the welfare and student support.
Should I take location seriously?
Sure. Choose a place where you would be happiest and you could mix well with local people.
You seem like an expert on this subject.
Of course. I used to work at the British Council.